Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nidah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet. About to take a look at Mishnah Gimel, which begins a series, as I mentioned, that goes through the end of the Perek with what is sort of halachic stage development. And without further ado, let's take a look at the Mishnah. Tinoket Bat Yom Echad, a girl from the day she's 1 day old, Metame B'Nidah, could become a Nidah. But Asarayamim, if she's 10 days old, Mitama B'Ziva, she could already be a Zava if she had Dam the first day, and then on days 8, 9, and 10, she's already a Zava. Tinok ben Yom Echad, a boy who's 1 day old, 1 day old, Mitame B'Ziva, could be a Zav. Umitame B'Negayim, also he could have Negayim, if this is true about a girl, Tzarat, Umitame B'Tmeimate, either one of them from day one could be Tamei as a Tmeimate. Vizokekli Yibum, now this is only a boy, if he has a brother, and the brother dies without kids, even though he's 1 day old, she has to have Yibum, or Chalitza, etc. Upotemin HaYibum, this is true about a boy or a girl, if either one of them is born, there's no need for Yibum, meaning if their father died. Machir Bitruma, either a boy or a girl, born to a woman who was married to a Kohen, even though the Kohen died, she still eats Truma through them, who posel min ha-truma, and also if it is a bat kohen who married a Yisrael and has a kid who's even a day old, then she's not allowed to eat truma, even though her Yisrael husband died. We'll see why they picked that instead of mu'beret, which is also posel. V'nochel u'manchil, such a child already inherits and bequeaths. V'hargor chayav, if anybody kills him, they're chayav, just like killing an adult. We'll see what that means. Okay, let's go through all of these just step by step very quickly. Minhani Mili, how do we know that a girl could be Tmeya at day one? The Tanabaran Isha, Eli Ella Isha, the Pasuk about Nida starts with the word Isha. Bat Yom Echad Lidin Dami Nayin, Tamadomar Ve'isha. The Ve'isha extends it to not just a woman, but any female. Bat Asoyim Ziva, Minhani Mili, same thing. Tanabaran Isha, the Pasuk about Isha, these are all on the page. Eli Ella Isha, Bat Asoyim Ziva, Minayin, Tamadomar Ve'isha. Okay, Tinok Ben Yom Echad, Minhani Mili. Now, how do we know that a boy could be a Zav? Tanu Rabanan, Ish Ish, in the context of Ziva, it says Ish Ish, Matal Ish Ish, why does it say it twice? Rabot Ben Yom Echad, Shematam B'Ziva, they were a 1 day old child. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rishwam Noshab Yochem and Bruk Omer, Eno Tzarich. I agree with your halacha, but you don't need that pasuk. Harei Omer, V'Hazav et Zavola, Zachav Lana Kevat. The final section of Mitzora is summarizing it. It says La Zachar V'La Keva, meaning La Zachar Kol Shulam Ben Gadol Ben Katan Keva Kol Shivin Gula Ben Tana. It's unclear if Rabbi Shmuel Ben Shmuel Yochum Ruke is actually challenging the earlier Limudim too about Ve'isha and saying that that's also unnecessary because since the Torah doesn't use the word Ish and Isha but Zachar and Keva, that means from day one, female's a female, a male's a male. Can Matzav Lomar Ish Ish? So then, why does the Torah say Ish Ish? Dibra Torah Kilshon Bnei Adam. That's just the usual rhetoric of the Torah. Okay, umatame bin negayim, dichtiv adam kiev or besaro, meaning any person, not ish, but adam, that has tzarat on his skin, adam kolshu. Umatame bitmei meit, dichtiv al nefashot asher yusham, the Kohen has to do the haza'ah on any person, nefashot, nefesh kolduhu, who was in the olamate. Zokek li yibum, dichtiv keshu achim yachdav, if brothers live together, achim shayel mishiva achat ba'olam, as long as they were alive for even a moment, at the same time, meaning this kid had to be born before the brother died, then there's Zika. Potemina Yibumwai Ubein Enlo. Because if a guy dies without a child, Amrachmanov Ha'itle, if he has a child, that's true, but also if he has a daughter, there is no Yibum. Umachil Bitruma, Tichtiv Yilid Beito, Hem Yochlu V'lachmo. The children born in his house, they eat Truma. Karibe Ya'achilu B'lachmo. Not just they eat, but they feed, meaning they are able to feed their mother, who's a Bat Yisrael, whose husband died, whose husband the Kohen died, but through them, she's able to eat. Uposelina Truma. This one's a little tricky, because Vizera Ein La Marachmana, a Bat Kohen, who marries a non-Kohen, and then he divorces her or dies, she comes back to her home as long as she has no children. Va'itla, she has children, so she can't eat Truma. Now, my year Yozera, why does she have to have a kid? Afilu ubranami, even if she's pregnant, she can't eat truma. That's the Mishnah in the Perek Zayin of Yevamot. Dichtiv kinura, she has to return like her days of youth. Patla muberet, she wasn't pregnant when she left. The answer is Utsrich. We need both psukim. If we only had the Zera in La, I would think, well, she left as one person, she came back as two with a kid, so she can't eat. Avalhacha, when she's pregnant, she left as one body, and now she comes as a swelled body. Maybe she can eat truma until the baby's born. Therefore, the Torah said kinureha, she has to come back just like she was then. If the Torah only said kinureha, I think, sure, she left svelte, and now she comes back swelled. But now, if she's a mother, she left with a normal body, and she comes back with a normal body, and it's not pregnant, so perhaps, maybe she can eat, so tzricha, therefore I need both psukim. Now, cry etruts. I've answered why I need both psukim. Elamat nitin, but our Mishnah is a little bit strange. My iri ben yom achad. Why did the Mishnah pick ben yom achad? Afilu ubar nami. Even an ubar can prevent her from eating truma. So Rav Sheshi, Dachamai Eskinim, a coin sheish lo shtei nashim. Achat grusha v'achat sheina grusha. Here's the deal. A coin married two women, and one of them was a grusha. He's not allowed to be married to her. Now, v'yesh to banim sheina grusha. He has kids only from the proper wife. Now he has relations with the grusha. She gives birth. He died, but she gives birth to one kid. What happens? This one kid is now a partial owner of the whole estate as an heir. And therefore, posel be'avdei aviv minachol v'truma, the servants of his father can no longer eat truma, his dead father. Why? Because he himself is somebody who cannot eat truma as an owner, therefore Zavadim can't eat truma. And Rabbi Yossi, who said that if a grusha is pregnant, that's also posel, and that particular case we hold against Rabbi Yossi, that it's only if it's already born. Okay, nochel u'manchil, we said in the Mishnah that he inherits and bequeaths. Nochel miman, who's he inheriting from? Mi'aviv, from his father. U'manchil u'man, to whom is he bequeathing? Le'achav mi'aviv, to his paternal brothers. So he buy mi'avu aleirtu. Well, they could get it directly from their father. He buy mi'ne aleirtu. They could take it from him. So Avsheshet means that probably nochel b'nichsei ayim. He inherits from his mother. He might be the only child of his mother. Anchil le'achav mi'na'av. And then it goes, when he dies, that's this one-day-old child. And the mother, let's say, dies. And then he dies. It now goes through him to paternal brothers, switching families. V'dafka ben yom achad. He has to be alive. Al ubar lo. But if he was only an ubar, then, and his mother died in childbirth, then it wouldn't work. Why? My time with whom I perisha? Because in such a case, the child dies first. Right? That a child does not inherit after he died. Meaning he died already, then she died. We don't have him as like a place marker that then inherits and then it goes to his brothers. It doesn't work that way. Okay, Amy, is that true? We've had this several times before, that there was a case where the mother died and the child kept spazzing. The answer, that happens when you kill a lizard and the tail keeps switching. In other words, it doesn't mean that he's alive. It's just nervous movements. Mari of Yosef, Mishmei Durav Amar, he has the following. He says, you know what Nochel Umanchil means? It means that this kid actually eats into the Chelik Bechorah. In other words, you have a Bechor, so you divide up the property. Let's say there's four brothers, you divide it five ways. This kid also makes it, now you have to divide six ways. If a kid is born after father dies, then he doesn't cut into the Chelik Bechorah. In other words, the Chelik Bechorah is divided based on all the kids who were alive when the father died. And the kid comes along later, then the rest of the Yerusha is divided that way. Including him. So, my tama, v'yaldu lo bainan. The whole Parsha Bechorah and Parsha Kitetzah includes v'yaldu lo. He has children. Besur mat nohachi, that's how they learned it in Sur. B'pumbadita mat nohachi, b'pumbadita, they learned it slightly different. I'm reading Rav Yosef, Shmei Derava. Bechor shenolad lachar mitat aviv. If a Bechor is born, meaning a man didn't have any kids, his wife was pregnant, and then he died, and then the Bechor is born, and on top Pishtaim, he doesn't get Pishtaim. My tama, yakir bainan. The father has to recognize him as the Bechor. We rule like both versions of Marbrei Rav Yosef Mishmei D'Rava. Okay, Vargo Chayav, we said if somebody kills this kid, then he's Chayav. If a person kills anybody, he's Chayav. Mikol Makom, he doesn't have to be of age. We left that a little bit open. What does that mean? meaning they mourn for him like mourning for everybody. Kaman, the local Rashbag, against Rashbag, the Amar Kol Shashash Shloshim Yom Ba'adam, Eino Nefel. That if a child lives 30 days, then we know he's not an Nefel, which means before 30 days we don't mourn for him. Halo Shaha Safik Ave, it's a Safik Nefel. So the answer is even Shmuel Gamliel could agree here, because Achmaskin the Kimlai Shakal Lachorashav. We know that this kid made it through all of the necessary months, lived through all the, he had full gestation. We know that he came out at the end of 9 months, and therefore there is no Safik Nefel, and therefore from day one, even Shmuel Gamliel would agree that he is a Chatan Shalem for Avilut. Okay, we'll pause here. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah with a Bat Shalosh Shanim, in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful